open. Rodgers again wants to pass. Rolling to his right. Throws to the end zone, and it's caught. He's got a touchdown. Connor Kramer, the man from Mobile. And the Aggies are on top, 22-17.
On the Aggies Sports Network.
The drought has ended. It's raining bowl bids in Las Cruces.
This is the Arizona Bowl Preview Show, brought to you by Ashley Furniture and by Beasley Mitchell & Company. Live from Tucson, Arizona, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jack Nixon.
Good evening and welcome to Tucson, Arizona. We're at Gentle Ben's on a night that is the eve of the Aggies' return to the bowl world. And we've got a great show tonight. We've got chancellors, we've got athletic directors, we've got former players, we've got Aggie fans here. We're going to start it off right at the top with Chancellor Dr. Gary Carruthers. This is an exciting time for Aggie fans everywhere.
Absolutely. I've never seen them more excited in my life. I drove over from Las Cruces today, stopped a couple of places, 8-10 Aggies at a truck stop, 8-10 Aggies at a rest area. Everybody's headed this way. So I tweeted to somebody, I said, in my Twitter, I said, last one to leave Las Cruces, turn out the lights. Everybody's over here.
Well, I think you're right. You know, and people I know probably through the years have more than once said to you, why do you have football? That football team doesn't win, and it's not popular. Well, after it does something like this, this is kind of the dividend for having a football program.
Yeah, we recruit over here in Arizona, too, and several of the Arizona people have said to me that they didn't realize we're doing so much recruiting, but this is a good place for us to recruit not only athletes but students. And we have a lot of students come from Arizona. Our tuition is a lot less than in Arizona. Our universities at least good or great, better than what they have over here. So it's good for us to be here, get this kind of notoriety, but it also supports a lot of earned media on behalf of New Mexico State.
Now, you've talked to the bowl people here, and they're very happy with the response by NMSU and the participation, the tickets, and so forth. Tell us about that, please.
I think they're astounded. I just heard a while ago at another function that they're 1,500 tickets short of selling out the stadium tomorrow for Utah State and New Mexico State. Now, who'd ever thought it?
Yeah.
Who'd ever thought it? A lot of energy. And by the way, most of that energy is with New Mexico State. Our band is here. We have 8,000 or 10,000 fans here at least. And so it's just going to be quite an event for us and for our university.
I think a lot of people have decided, hey, look, Christmas is done. Let's just go. They decided to get over here and have a good time. We're going to have a great time at the bowl game tomorrow. You've got some of your staff meeting people here. We're at Gentle Ben's here in Tucson, kind of spreading the word about NMSU athletics in general, not just about athletics, but the school itself.
Yeah, and we need that. And always athletics have served several purposes. We've done well in basketball, so we're known in basketball. Had a heck of a couple, three basketball games recently. That just calls to everybody in the nation that we have outstanding athletic programs. And, oh, by the way, that must be a good university to have that kind of an athletic program.
I moved to Las Cruces in 1976. My first year doing the games was the 1976 season. And it was in the old Aggie Memorial Stadium. And, you know, the world was a lot different then. But I imagine you've obviously were here a little bit before that, I'm assuming. But Las Cruces has really grown along with the university.
It really has. And university is a dominant part of Las Cruces. I tweeted the other day that what's beautiful now is the Las Cruces public school system and the city of Las Cruces are working so well with New Mexico State. We're really becoming part of the community. We're not annexed, but I said you would never know it by the way that Superintendent Ewing and Mayor Miyagashima and Stuart Eade and those people are treating the university and trying to help us. They are all pitching in to try to help us recruit students. Stuart Eade even allows some of his workers to come over here for the football game without penalizing them.
That's right.
So the community, it's really become quite a close community, and New Mexico State is part of that, even though we're not annexed.
Well, it's just a nice feeling, I think, for everyone. Whether they like sports or not, I think it's making them take a second look at New Mexico State, and just in a lot of reasons. And even though I bet there's a lot of people who maybe hadn't heard of it before, that all this attention with the bowl game, now it's front of the mind awareness. We've kind of touched on that, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Cinderella stories are always good. Now we want Cinderella to go and be the real princess that we think she can be.